This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Betsy McCoy, former lieutenant governor for the state of New York and founder of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths. You may remember she was a frequent guest of mine during the prolonged health care debate that, of course, played out until late March. Now she joins me today to talk about her concern over the ever-mounting government debt as she looks at the different spending proposals being suggested on Capitol Hill and the fact that Congress has yet to even put out a specific budget plan to be voted on. And Betsy, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. And I am concerned because the language being spoken in Washington is really an effort to bamboozle the public. I hear members of Congress talk about deficit reduction. And really, that's just slick talk for increasing our taxes to keep pace with all these new government spending programs. What we really need is not deficit reduction, it's spending reduction.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. First of all, in terms of the spending that could be cut, obviously we're looking at record deficits. We're looking at deficits that could be 100% of GDP within a decade if the projections from the Congressional Budget Office are correct. Where would you start the cutting?
Well, let's take the president's claim that he's pared his budget to the bare essentials. The numbers clearly prove otherwise. I read the president's budget, and he increases foreign aid by 50% between 2011, that's the current fiscal year, and 2015. Frankly, most of us would rather pay our mortgage. And the fact is that the more spending the government does, the less freedom the rest of us have.
Talk about that a little bit more, because you've recently written on that, and you say it really does boil down to that choice when government is putting together spending priorities. Is it more important to fund this, or is it more important to have taxpayers with money in their pockets?
Well, that's right. For example, I hear every year how worthwhile it is to fund NPR, and if money were unlimited, of course that might be true, but I'd rather buy books for my own children. And the more government spends, the less we have in our own pockets. It doesn't matter whether they're taking it out of your taxes today or whether they're borrowing it, because then they're going to come after you and your children later to pay back that money. And here's what's really happening. Government spending, total government spending, local, state, and federal government spending, crossed the 40% line last year for the first time since World War II. Now, during World War II, the nation was plunged into an enormous effort to preserve freedom, right? Our lives were at stake. So government spending hit that 40% mark. Last year, it hit it again. And in fact, it went up to 42% of gross domestic product, 42% of everything produced when everybody goes to work every day for the whole year. So now they're telling us that this is going to be the case every year. When you read the president's budget, he's got total spending up there every single year. Well, it's not the kind of crisis that would justify appropriating over 40% of everything produced in the United States. And I'd like to see much more of that money stay with the public so that they can make their own choices about how to spend the money.
Betsy, of course, the USA Today story that came out today goes right along with that in terms of private pay being at record lows and government expenditures in terms of benefits and even government-based salaries being at a record high. Economists from not exactly conservative bastion institutions are saying this is obviously unsustainable. How do you expect this to play out if there's not a drastic change?
Well, there should be a drastic change, because the fact is that total salary plus benefits for government employees is now up around $98,000 a year. That's almost double what people in the private sector take home. And they talk about people in government being public servants, but the fact is they're making us the servants. We're going to work every day to toil to support all these new government programs. And I'm particularly concerned about the talk of this Commission on Fiscal Responsibility, because this is really a trick. This commission has been appointed. It is dominated by spending addicts, people who are or were once in Congress. And this commission is going to report its recommendations after the next election. Well, the president has already committed himself to taking these recommendations. And already we see the commission members floating the idea of a VAT, That stands for value-added tax. That's what it's called in Europe. But here in America, VAT would be a vanishing America tax. It would lower our standard of living and reduce our freedom so much that this commission should be required to report before the election so that all of us can grill the congressional candidates ahead of time and make sure that they are pledged to oppose a VAT tax.
We're talking with Betsy McCoy. And Betsy, all of this spending that we talked about doesn't take into account all the spending that's going to kick in around 2014 when the health care bill, if not repealed, kicks in. How much will that exacerbate the issue?
Well, that is included in the president's budget, though that health plan, generally that money is included in the president's budget. But we can see that all in all, the federal government is going to be taking an unprecedented share of what everybody in the nation produces to support its programs. And most of us would like to make our own spending decisions instead. And, you know, even in areas like the arts, I hear people say all the time, well, we want federal money to support this opera or this symphony. But, you know, most of the people whose dollars are going to support that will never be able to afford to put on a tuxedo and go to Lincoln Center in New York or some grand theater in Texas to watch the opera. They'd rather have the money at home to take their kids to the movies.
We're talking with Betsy McCoy. And Betsy, as I mentioned at the beginning in introducing you, you served a term as the Lieutenant Governor of New York. Many people have said that if these policies are going to change, we need fresh blood in Washington. And there are two Senate seats open, as well as the governor's office in New York. And your state obviously has had fiscal problems as well. Have you given any thought to throwing your hat in the ring? Have you been approached in any way?
Well, I have been, and that's very, very flattering. But as you know, I've been campaigning very hard against hospital infections. That's been my mission for the last 7 years, to make hospitals clean again. It's still my major focus. And for the last 18 months, I've been fighting very hard to protect the nation against this Obama health legislation. And we have a very strong opportunity to overturn this legislation. So the battle lines have moved from the legislature to the fall elections and to the U.S. courts. 21 states have already filed suits challenging the constitutionality of this law. So with the U.S. Constitution on our side and the American people with us, and 63% of them support repeal, freedom will prevail on this issue.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what happens in November. Betsy, great to have you with us as always.
Thank you.
Betsy McCoy is the former lieutenant governor for the state of New York. She's also the founder of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.